Hey guys, welcome to 51st Dates. Damn it. 51st Ghosts. Lord have mercy. Hi guys, welcome to 51st Ghosts, where we explore the shenanigans of my dating life. As always, please email your stories if you have any to ffgpodcast@gmail.com, and I will read them back to you. And probably give a lot of commentary on them, if I'm being honest. Because, you know what? I'm a judge. Sorry. Like, PC is fine and all that shit, but nah. I'm gonna tell you straight. To be ironic, I guess. But, you know. Jenna. The girl who came and left. Literally. Came and left. I have decided I am taking a break at this point, right? Renee really made me realize that I need a break from women because I can't seem to find any functional girls, right? So I'm at this like great spiritual like nexus of my being. But I decided too, I would be open to the universe. You know, if a good girl came along, like why would I turn that down? You know, if like my dream girls like comes in, I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm not dating right now. And that would just be silly. So I decided that I was going to still focus on my career and me, but be open to whatever may come. I tell that to my friends the night I meet Jessa. Now, guess where we are? That's right, the club. And my friend tells me that this super hot girl was like hardcore checking me out, and like she literally like grabbed at me when I was walking away. And I was like, okay, I might as well check her out, right? Now, mind you, this is the same night I found out that Alexa is single. So that really set a mood in tone. So this is back in October. I walk by this hot girl, and I guess she's more my friend's type of hot because, like, you know, she just seems like she's like the bad girl that, like, every guy wants to fuck. That's, like, the kind of hot she is. And that's not actually super my type. And we make really intense eye contact as we pass by. Like, we, like, heads turning, almost, like, circling as I'm passing by, like, 30 seconds of walking by eye contact. And Alexa's like, hey, oh my gosh, like, I saw Jessa was checking you out. She's like, yeah, I know her. And she was wingmanning for me, which, of course, while nice, was also kind of confusing and annoying because it was Alexa. So I go back to Alexa and this hot girl, and we end up talking. It takes me twice to talk to her to get her number, so we talked, and then, like, later in the night, I was like, okay, I'll get her number. We were in line for the bathroom, and I found out she has two gay sisters, so all three of them are gay. And even though she's the youngest, she had come out first, and she was like, oh, it's because I'm the most sexual one. And I was just like, okay, I think she just wants to fuck, but she's drunk. But I think she wants to fuck. So I get her number, and we go to another bar where, like, the blacklight thing happens with Alexa, where she, like, pulls out her underwear, and I was just like, what the fuck is happening? We go back to chapel. On the way to chapel, Alexa shows me this video of Jessa oil wrestling. So both of them went to that lesbian athletic competition, the Lesathon, and she's, like, showing me, like, Jessa, who's this, like, great ass, like, hot chick, and basically her underwear, like, oil wrestling, like, another girl. And I was like, yeah, that's hot. I mean, I like nice feminine girls, so watching her, like, wrestle and shit, but, you know, it was hot, I guess. I don't know. I was just, like, I didn't want to date Alexa showing me this. It's confusing. And so we finally leave for the night, and I'm going to drive Alexa back to her friend's place. And so Alexa on the way out wanted to make it a point to talk to Jessa to make sure she knew the two of us weren't going home together. Because apparently if you walk two by two, it's like you're obviously gonna fuck. Which is funny because Alexa did the same thing with me, if you recall, when she was leaving with her ex from the club. She was like, oh, we just live near each other. So apparently that's... whatever. We're not going back to Alexa. So I get her number, and we actually try planning something. And I didn't really want to go out with her. Like, I just didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go out with her. But the universe, right? Like, the universe. The day I tell my friends, like, hey, I'm not going to go out with any girls unless the universe brings them along. And then Jessa falls in my lap, like almost literally. But, you know, she falls in my lap like face first. Again, almost literally. Like, it kind of was that moment of like, I chose not to look for anyone and someone just showed up, you know? So I was like, okay, let's do it. So we're planning on grabbing drinks. And WeHo, again, it's on a Thursday before that lesbian night that no longer exists. But I was too tired. I was filming the show. That was the last day of me filming. It was 5 days in a row. It was 12-hour days. It was crazy. And I just didn't feel like that would be a good mood to be in to meet someone on a first date. And I text her about wanting to reschedule, and I don't hear from her for 5 days. And I was kind of like, okay. I feel like that's a very LA thing to do, you know, be like, oh, like, I have to reschedule because I'm just so busy, because I'm so important, and I have so much going on. So I was like, you know what, I'll text her again, like, why not, because I can see how that can come off as kind of a douchey thing. You know, she also kind of seemed like she was a lame-ass texter and stuff, but at the same time, I was like, oh, I don't know. And it's funny, my friend who was the one who was like, dude, she's so hot, you have to go out with her. She literally told me that she was going to punch me in the face if I didn't go out with Jessa. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'll do it. Why not? And so I text her and she gets back to me. Oh, actually, no, I didn't text her. I think the day I was going to text her, she texted me back, or I texted her again or something. But I want to say that she actually might have finally gotten back to me. Now, she is fucking horrible at planning, like obscenely horrible at planning. She's just like, you know, I'm free whenever you are, which I'm like, how is that possible? That's not possible that you're free whenever I am, which is apparently the case because she had to push back our date by a half hour and was still 15 minutes late. And I kept asking her like where she'd like to meet. And so I ended up having a friend suggest a place out by her. And so she's running late and I'm at the bar looking at my phone. I'm on Instagram watching cat videos and like I'm by an empty like stool. Like I clearly look like I got stood up. And she comes in. The first thing she says is like, you want to know something funny? And I was like, sure. And she's like, I work here. I was like, what? I'm sorry. I think that's still the strangest thing I've ever experienced in my life because I've worked at restaurants and usually like if someone's like, oh, let's go here, I'll be like, oh yeah, I actually work there. And even if I was close with my coworkers, like she seems to be, I would not necessarily be like, oh, I don't want to go there. I'd just be like, oh, that's funny. I work there. We can totally go there. I can get us like discounts on drinks or something like that. It was just so bizarre. Why wouldn't you say anything? Yeah, it was just really bizarre. So after that strange bump, we started having like a good conversation. It was going well. You know, she was really hot, but we were having good conversation. And, you know, she clarified the whole being the most sexual of the sisters because she didn't come out first in the sense of she came out first, but she was at the youngest age of coming out. And she was like embarrassed by being like, oh, I'm so sexual and stuff. So honestly, it seemed like it was going really well. Until I started realizing something. It was kind of a strange moment of realization because I was realizing it throughout the entire date. But she was almost just like my ex. They had similar body types, which, okay, maybe not so weird because I have a type. But they also are from out of state. They have similar voice inflections. They like similar, not similar, they like the same phrases and words, like the word pussy. They had the same taste in music. They had almost the same exact car. They were both runners with knee problems. Jessa tore hers during that oil wrestling match that Alexa showed me. They both have like high tolerance for alcohol, kind of drink a lot. They both like run warm, like they're heaters, which I like when I'm cuddling because I'm always cold. But they liked basically the same stuff in bed. Like I probably could have been fucking my ex. They had similar insecurities. They weren't sure exactly what they were doing with their lives. They both went to private colleges that were really expensive. And it was like throughout the date, I'm realizing I'm on a date with a trashy version of my ex. And it was just kind of weird. I just kind of kept putting it back like, oh, it was so similar. It's not like I was like purposely going out to do that. I was just kind of like, oh my God, I'm on a date with my ex. Now, they did have important differences because, like, I was texting my friend about it, and she was like, hey, you did really love your ex, so maybe there's some good similarities. Which, you know, there probably were. There probably, like, those were some positive things, but there's important differences. And I said similarities earlier, but I meant there are important differences. But what I said about my friend pointing out that there might be things I like is valid. She was confident about her college education. She did something like psychology, and she had a big, like, thesis to do. She was well-traveled. She loved Harry Potter. She even has a tattoo, which that seems superficial, but it's actually, like, became a hot button issue because it was more... Harry Potter kind of became something between my ex that kind of showed her unwillingness to do something for me, which I can get into later in her episode. But, you know, I tried to focus on the differences. Like, really, those were important differences. Like, she was a different sign, you know? Even, like, the small stuff like that, which, I don't know, I'm into astrology, take it or leave it. You know, she was, like, Earth or Virgo, and we actually talked about astrology a lot. I know I told you to take it or leave it earlier, but actually this is kind of an important plot point in my life. But we actually talked about astrology a lot, what our potential compatibility was. Like, we talked about it a lot. A lot. I wanted to emphasize that. Apparently that's like a cliche lesbian thing, but we talked about it a lot. I think it's just an LA thing. You know, other important, like, you know, differences was she was not allergic to cats. She totally understood me being non-binary from the beginning. Like, that was like a no-brainer for her. But like a huge, huge one is that she had serious relationships before and been out for a while, which in gay world, you don't necessarily go by people's age. Like, maturity doesn't necessarily have to do with someone's age, but by how many years they've been out of the closet. So it's kind of like gay years. Because, like, if someone's acting really strange, you're like, how old are they? But then they ask, like, how long have they been out? And then you're like, oh, okay, that's why they're acting like they're in high school. It's almost like adult puberty in a way for some people if they come out later. So anyway, back to Jessa. So the date's coming to an end. And she offers to drive me home. And I was just like, we're like 2 minutes from where she lives. But I was just like, I don't want to pay for a lift. And like, fine. I let her take me, though I think it's a little weird. But I think she was also down. We get to my apartment. She just starts aggressively making out with me. And then I invite her upstairs. And just, you know, there's cars coming and stuff. She gets upstairs. We're like lying on my bed and it's getting late. Like, I'm pretty fucking exhausted, and I think I got super, super sick the next week, so that's probably why I was so exhausted. You know, we're like in my bed, well, on, you know, my bed, we're still like fully clothed, nothing's happened, and she just like is talking about her feelings. And again, it's like the way she's talking and how this night's going, it just reminds me so much of my ex. I was like, this is strange. It's just the way she's holding her body and the way she's talking and what she's talking about. And I was like, okay, this is getting like, come on, let's get the show going. I like tell her that she's making out with me and she has gum in her mouth. She takes it out and I was like, yeah, gum in her mouth. She's like, oh yeah, I'm real talented with this. And it, again, something my ex would say. It was like crazy. So we're doing our thing and, you know, she checks her phone. I was like, okay. It's just like occasionally. And I guess her roommate's boyfriend was in rehab, and I get it. Like, you're being a good friend. And then finally, like, she's focused and in it, and she comes. And then she checks her phone, and she's like, I have to go. I was like, what? And she's like, I have to go take care of my roommate. I'm like, you came, you're good, and now you're leaving. Okay. It was like 1:30, and oops, I was talking to my hand. It was like 1:30 in the morning at this point, and I'm exhausted. So I'm like, okay, this is fine. You're being a good friend. And I walk her out to her car and everything, you know, fine, whatever. The next day, I find the gum she took out of her mouth on my, like, headboard / bookshelf. It's a rolled up piece of gum sitting there. And I was like, are you kidding me? What the? I almost took a picture and sent it to her. And so this is when I, you know, started talking to my friend about the weird similarities. And I was thinking, like, actually, this could be, like, a good hookup. Like, you know, if she follows through. And, you know, we kind of texted a little bit. But then she ghosted. She only wanted sex, which is exactly what I figured. But, like, my thing was also, like, why didn't you pick a place close to where I live? I could have saved money on a lift, and it's because she lives with her, like, sister. Like, they're not, I don't know if they share a moon, but they're roommates. And it's just, like, well, it's just, like, weird. It's just kind of, like, Oh, and I forgot to mention this. The reason why her schedule was open, she was taking 2 weeks off work. I just happened to pick the day her sister was coming back into town. Yeah, I don't know. God. I mean, besides the fact it was insanely rude and weird, it was just kind of like one of those things where I looked back and I was like, oh, God. Like, yeah, she was hot and we fucked. It was fine. But I was just like, part of me is still like, oh, God. And so it's funny because she was like, oh, I never do anything like this. And like, every single person I told was like, yeah, right. She totally seems like the type of girl who's down on the first date, you know? And I was okay, like, maybe she wasn't lying because she had said she hadn't shaved, because she's actually the only girl I've been with who wasn't completely cleanly shaved. And a couple people were like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe. But then, like, I started thinking about who she was, and I'm like, nah, she probably didn't give a fuck. She just wanted to get fucked and, like, move on. Like, it was funny. One of my friends looked at her, like, profile. He was just like, she looks like white trash. Like, the stereotypical version of, like, what white trash is. And another one of my friends was like, she's a hoe. Like, straight up hoe. So I was like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't my, I didn't want to. That was the thing. It just, like, it happened, right? And then she ghosted on me, which actually might have been my fault. The reason why I stressed that we were talking so much about astrology is because I ended up sending her our compatibility. And I mainly did it because there was, like, a part about, like, sex. But I still sent a girl that I went on one date with our astrology compatibility. But we talked about it so much, and we were like, oh, I wonder what our thing is. I think I even said, and I could be completely making this up, just to, like, defend myself, but I might have actually said, like, oh, I'll look it up and send it to you. I probably didn't, but I really hope I did, because I probably looked like a ridiculous, nerdy, needy lesbian, and that could have been why she ghosted, and if it was, I don't totally not blame her for it. But we talked so much about it. And it's funny, too, because you remember Alexis' holiday party? Well, I, like, narrowly missed her. Like, she was invited. I saw her sister there. And so her sister, you know, one of the gays, was there. And I was, like, telling my two friends. Her sister's the one who literally came and left. And there's this other girl who was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to text Jessa right now and have her come. And she even pulled up the oil wrestling video that Alexa showed me. And they're really trying to get Jessa to come. And I'm like, I would have fucking died trying to deal with Alexa and Michaela. And then Jessa on top of it, probably trying just to fuck me while Michaela's trying to, like, be a flirty, like, schoolgirl on me while I'm pining over Alexa. Like, this is, like, this could have been a mess. And I am so grateful my life is not scripted by a bored lesbian fangirl. I guess she was sick. And that's why she couldn't make it. I got real sick after, like, being with Jess. I got this horrible throat infection. It turned out just to be that, but I was like, oh my God, have I got an STD from this fucking bitch? Uh-uh. Like, uh-uh. And that's why you should get regularly tested. Lesbians do have a very low rate of STDs, but it's always safe because you never know. There are so many free clinics. There's no reason not to get tested. Be a safe, responsible adult, okay? It's just nice to everybody, including yourself. And, you know, it's actually funny. I went out with a friend and Alexa and Alexa's mom to Universal. And when we were talking about Jessa, and so my friend, like, said to Alexa's mom, like, Jessa's, like, have fun with material, not girlfriend material. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you're telling, like, my crush's mom. You know, that was, like, a loose crush at that point. Like, I basically am into slutty girls. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? But, I mean, it was funny. It was actually really funny. But I was like, great. Your mom thinks I like slutty girls now. Fantastic. Surprisingly, other than the near miss of the holiday party, I haven't seen her at all. She doesn't really seem to go out. That's what she was saying, which makes sense. But, yeah, that, it's just so fucking awkward to leave it after fucking. You know what I mean? To ghost on someone. Even if I was weird, like, she could have said something. Because we have similar friend groups that overlap, obviously, and I'm going to have to eventually deal with this bitch. Sorry if the audio quality's changed. I keep my legs, like, I'm filming this episode and the last two episodes in the same day. My legs have been taking turns falling severely asleep, and it's kind of crazy. Like, it's almost like I don't have a limb. That's how asleep it is. And I'm sitting, like, fairly normally. The thing with Jessa, I was like, what does this mean? You know what I mean? Like, what? what did this mean in the grand scheme of things? Because someone was saying, like, it's almost like I'm manifesting my ex. Like, I want to go out with my ex. Like, I miss her. And I don't know why people bring that up. Because it's not the first time people are like, oh, you're still in love with her. I'm like, no, I'm fucking not. It's like, oh, you keep wanting her. I'm like, no, I fucking don't. And I'm like, and you might be thinking, like, oh, you're in the now. But I genuinely don't. And I think a lot of people don't understand that you can talk about an ex without hating them. I can talk about someone I used to love and not love them. And I can talk about someone I used to love and not hate them. I can see that there's good and that there was benefits to the relationship. But no, it's not the best thing for me. So that was just annoying. I do think that in some ways, Jessa being so similar to my ex sort of was something from the universe. I think it was kind of an opportunity for me to reject my ex, you know? Like, I don't want to fucking be with this bitch who's almost exactly like my ex. Like, I'm turned off by this girl. And yeah, she was, like, rude and inconsiderate, and there was a lot of other things wrong with Jessa. But it was also an element of, like, you know, I don't like you. I'm not attracted to these qualities anymore. It kind of actually made me realize, yeah, I don't want these qualities in my life. I'm not attracted to it anymore. And it kind of made me realize, like, I don't want a girlfriend with these qualities. And my ex-girlfriend had these qualities. And I think it's also might have been the universe's way of being like, oh, you don't think you should take a break? Well, here's fucking Jessa. You should probably take a break. And don't just mean like fucking Jessa, but fucking Jessa, you know? Like, I just got bitch slapped in the face by the universe because I didn't follow that instinct of I should take care of myself. And I got kind of a reminder of why it's important to take care of yourself. And also, she was the inspiration for this podcast. Without Jessa, I wouldn't have sat down and done this. And I don't know where this podcast is gonna go. I hope I'm doing a decent job. I mean, it's my first time podcasting. Sometimes I'm a little all over the place, obviously, a little spacey, but I think in a lot of ways this is going to be really cathartic, and I do hope that some people are relating to it. Don't forget to like, share, rate, and subscribe to wherever you're listening to this, iTunes or whatever. You can follow me on social media at Yasmin Gassiri. I think you know how to spell my name by now. You can also look up Persian Clover. That's the old name. There's also a Twitter, 51st Ghosts. And I think that's a lot of the social media business. Don't forget to, of course, write in your stories to ffgpodcast@gmail.com. And I think that's it. Until the next girl. And if you're dating out there, good luck, because it's a ghost town.